Good number of boats are returning to the rising waters of the Great Salt Lake Marina today, starting in the next couple of hours. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline from the Division of State Parks is Devin Chavez. I would imagine this is just as exciting for those of you at State Parks as it is for those putting the boats on the water.
Yes, we are extremely excited to get these boats back in. It's been a crazy time for the Great Salt Lake, and especially for outdoor recreators. So, yes, we're very excited.
I said a minute ago that I thought we were closing in on a 5-foot gain. Was I close?
Yeah, we're about 5 feet up from our record low last fall. So, yeah, you're right on the money right there.
What kinds of boats will be going on the water today?
A lot of sailboats, some smaller craft, some larger craft. We did some smaller boats. We put those in about a month ago, and we were waiting for water levels to come up. So now it's time for those bigger sailboats that people are used to driving by the marina to see. We'll be putting in about 35 of them today, so only 4 of them will be remaining out, and those are the really big ones.
I've only been in the Farmington Bay area on the Great Salt Lake, never been out on a sailboat. Are there any particulars that those that are going to put their boats on the water, is there any particulars they need to know about doing it safely?
Know that water levels do continue to fluctuate. So before you do ever plan to go to the state park marina there at the Great Salt Lake, or really any state park water body, to always check launch ramp conditions before you go by visiting that marina's website, whatever marina you might go to. That way, if there's a low water level, if there's some work being done, whatever the case may be, that those conditions will be updating, because water levels do ebb and flow regardless of where you're at. And if you don't have a boat and you're wanting to get on the Great Salt Lake, we recently started back up the concession at the Great Salt Lake Marina that takes you out on a guided pontoon boat. It's already out there. You don't need it. You don't need to have your own boat. So if you're wanting to get out there with us, come and join.
Is the water level pretty consistent, or are there channels out there that boat owners need to be able to navigate?
There are some channels, especially once you're trying to leave the marina. So we do hope that anyone who is going out and launching out of the marina does know how to read buoy markers and things like that. So if it's been a little while since you've brushed up on your boating knowledge, make sure you do that before you go out there, because there are some rocks and some channels and some areas that you will likely want to stay away from when you're going out there. But yeah, it's a big lake.
Final question. How many boats do you estimate will be put on the water today?
Today we're hoping to get 35 out on the water today. We're going to be lifting them up with a big crane. We call it Crane Day. So it's quite a spectacular sight. Look for us on Facebook to see some awesome photos of it. But yeah, we'll be hoisting 35 out with the crane.
We'll do that. And I'd love to have you on the outdoor show soon so we can talk about it, Devin. Thanks for your time.